You're listening to SBS News.
Not since the introduction of the goods and services tax by the Howard government in June 2000 has Australia's inflation rate jumped so markedly. Then, prices increased annually by 6%. But the past year hasn't been too far behind in terms of dramatic hikes. 5.1% up from 3.5% previously. It's a blow to the government in the middle of an election campaign. But Treasurer Josh Frydenberg denies it has anything to do with the coalition's economic management.
Key drivers were housing, food and transport costs. The single biggest increase was with respect to fuel prices, up 11% in the quarter and 35% higher through the year. This is the single biggest increase in fuel prices since Iraq's invasion of Kuwait more than 30 years ago. Australia is not immune from the international pressures driving up inflation. The COVID pandemic has led to major supply chain disruptions, which has seen freight costs increase in some cases by fivefold or more.
Despite that, the Treasurer remains confident that with low unemployment, wage increases will start keeping pace with inflation.
4.25% was the forecast for inflation, and 2.75% was the forecast for wages. The expectation in the budget was that inflation would then come down to 3% in the next year and that the wages would increase to 3.25%. What we are also seeing, though, is a very tight labour market. And in a tight labour market, employers are competing for workers, and that will put upward pressure on wages.
But Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers says everything is going up in the country except workers' pay.
Now, these inflationary pressures have been building in the economy for some time. The cost of living pressures have been building since before the war in Ukraine. Real wages are going backwards in this country, more substantially than they are in the US and in other places as well. Prices are going through the roof, real wages are falling, and interest rate rises are about to add to the pain.
Speaking on the campaign trail before the release of the figures, Prime Minister Scott Morrison acknowledged the impact of higher prices.
There are lots of pressures on Australia at the moment, and particularly there are lots of economic pressures. And we know that Australians have been having to deal with rising costs of living pressures. And this is not unique to Australia. This is occurring all around the world. Our economy has many moving parts at the moment, all of them under stress right around the world.
The underlying inflation rate, which evens out volatile price swings and provides a better long-term outlook, also climbed 1.4% to 3.7% for the year. It's the first time since 2010 that rate has been above the Reserve Bank's 2 to 3% target range. And that will heap more pressure on the central bank to lift the cash rate from its record low of 0.1% when it holds a crucial board meeting next week. Gareth Borum, SBS News.